Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Reagan Kalk on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. It's time for our afternoon wrap-up. All the market details coming up after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission says it's time for the 2024 OSU Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours between now and the latter part of May. 16 locations are set for 2024. These events are being put on by OSU Extension and OSU Ag Research, supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation, made possible with funding from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We'll have a chance to see many of the OSU wheat varieties that are now available to wheat producers in the region, as well as several of the experimentals that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team continue to work on here in 2024. To get all the details about the 2024 wheat plot tours in your area, go to okwheat.org and scroll down to the OSU Wheat Variety Testing Plot Tour schedule. You can also find all the details on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, on our calendar page. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
To get your latest cattle market info today, we're going to feature commentary from Oklahoma Farm Report's Ron Hayes, conversation with Ben Hale of Western Livestock Auctions as he talks about the latest in the cattle markets and more. Hale said runs this week were close to 1 week ago, just slightly lower.
It would be pretty close to a week ago. You know, I think they called it a little lower and uneven steady. And then, you know, lots of interest on these grazing cattle. There's just not many of them around. You know, that deal a week ago Monday was so snappy and so good. You know, I can see it pulling back a little bit since Friday, and yesterday had a little pullback on the board, and still, I talked to a feedlot guy yesterday, and just still this lingering bird flu deal that's really not a big deal, but they, you know, it's kind of an acre and pulling on it out there.
Hale also gave an update on wheat pasture cattle in Oklahoma.
We've still got several customers, you know, especially down there in southern Oklahoma, north Texas, keep catching rains, which is a good thing. You know, and got some undergrowth coming. I've talked to several of them. You know, they're not in a hurry to come, but just going to be kind of indicative what to come. There's lots and lots of big cattle out there. You can tell by the numbers and the breakdown of weight classes there in Oklahoma City yesterday. And, the 7 1/4 up to 780 weight, those things are sure worth a lot of money, kind of fitting some of them holes that the feedlot guys are wanting to be in. And if you get out around that tight 7 weight, and if they happen to be a little green, boy, those things sure bring a lot to graze.
To finish out, Hale said it might be hard to determine what runs might look like the next few months.
We had 5260 yesterday compared to about 8300 a year ago. You know, and I don't know if some of that's weather. I don't know if some of it's just tighter numbers. I guess we'll just have to see as we go along.
That's a wrap of your afternoon agricultural news and markets. I'm Reagan Kalk at the Oklahoma Farm Report.